The main scripture is from the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses from 6 to 8. And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Amen. Christianity emphasizes on faith, and it cannot be explained without mentioning of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 is faith chapter. What is faith? We turn to Hebrews to find it out. In the main scripture, we see Noah and Abraham, and both of them were people of faith. What is it that they share something in common? It is that by faith, both of them put things into action that could not be understood by the people of the world. The scripture says, Noah was warned about things not yet seen. What was it that he did not see? It was the judgment of flood, which lasted for 40 days. We already know the conclusion, so it is easy for us to take Noah's action for granted. But actually, you know, what he did was something very difficult. It says that Noah was warned about things not yet seen. What was the warning about? It is like, Noah, there will be a judgment of flood in the near future. So this could not have been understood by Noah because there was no such a thing in the past. Also, God's warning could not have been proven by the scientific data. So for several years, while Noah was building the huge ark with three decks, people must have ridiculed and mocked at him. But the Bible says, Noah built an ark in holy fear. Also in verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. It says that when Abraham was called, even though he did not know where he was going, he went. In other words, he did not know his destination, and God did not tell him where he should go. From this, we can know how preciously he took the word from God. When the word of God came to Abraham, which told him to leave, he obeyed with his whole life. Abraham was wealthy back then, and he had a big family with many servants and cattle. When many people live together, a unique culture is formed, and Abraham must have had many complicated things to take care of. He also must have dealt with ordinary matters of life. But he left all his ordinary things behind and followed the word of God. From the perspective of his servants, this act of Abraham must have been odd. Now that we see Abraham as the ancestor of faith with many descendants, but back in his days, he only had one child, Isaac, whom he received when he was 100 years old. As God writes his history, he needs people of faith, those who are willing to take the challenges. Today, what is the sacrifice of faith for us? It is a battle against everyday life. We need to fight against a routine and a repetitive life. A book of Acts is about Acts of Apostles, but is also called the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It is a record of the works that the Holy Spirit performed through the apostles. What will remain is not our hard works, but the works of the Holy Spirit performed in us. Therefore, we should all the more put our effort to mold ourselves as a fitting bowl for the Holy Spirit to work. This molding process itself is the faith and a life that challenges. Hope you may overcome the life of ordinary and challenge yourself so that you live a life for the things that will remain for eternity. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. Even though our ancestors of faith did not know where they were going, they lived a life of challenges, following your word. May you also help us to overcome a mundane life and follow the footsteps of ancestors who pursued the eternity. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.